they did not allow roads to expand to keep up with the population growth in Rockland County. That's the problem. It's just they can't handle all the cars on the road at the same time. And I travel so-called off rush hour. In Pittsburgh, there was another photocopy that I wanted to give you today for this, but we'll settle for this one. I'll finish. Amara Sadomim, well, to supposedly there's little to talk about because Einon Abikiyim. But in the Einon Abikiyim, we have most likely the most common shaila about Amara Sadomim that we are compelled to paskana. I had a copy of the Chochma Sodom. I'm bringing that out. Must have left it on my desk. And that was a mistake. I put it where it belongs. Put it into the Nida file. Take another minute. It pays for, let me give you this a while. The most dramatic tshuva in modern history by Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. One that almost led to his Siluk Meratai. He was just pushed aside and he became gun shy. And after this, really never wanted to pass in a shayla that was in a machokas. Point of the machokas, he stayed away from it. And been involved with him for 20 years, who by sure that's how. Yeah. Don't make it difficult. They ask him, Moshe, he doesn't want to talk about. This is the tshuva. I don't give you 2 pages. It's a long tshuva, brilliant tshuva, I think, off the deep end. I think it's right. Yeah, but it's more than Hilchos Nida. It shows you what it means to be a posek. A posek with broad shoulders who passes from the Gemara, not from the last Tachon that he saw. You take a look at I circled. There's two Seifim in the tshuva. Alright? I'll take a minute to reproduce this while you start looking through this. It's in the Mefar Shlomo. He has 2 big swan, much that have been written in journals with the publisher of his tshuvas.
Let's see if you can make sense. Let me refer you to what we're talking about. Okay? Talking about Kukpei Ches Gimel. Okay, take a look first in the Machaba. Yes. Let me just get this.
So didn't we say that you don't touch the Zion King?
What?
You don't touch the Zion King?
He doesn't touch his iron key. That's the way the iron key.
No, but he that is the first time he is.
Yeah. Iron key doesn't budge. That's it. That is indeed. The untouchable, immutable, I don't care. Okay, this, let's start off with this one now. Unbelievable truth, if you understand what he did. What he did was go ahead and make it possible for a woman never to be an eater. By putting on a cervical cap, or the cap that are leaving out, she can finish her nevus, and finish her biological menstruation, and never be an eater. He hedged a little bit, you see. But interpreting the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch literally. That's what it says. It's in the game. We'll try. But first, let's start off from the beginning. Where I told you, Mavos Domen has a fact, is a fact there.
He didn't say she shouldn't go to Mikvah, though.
I'm sorry?
He didn't say she shouldn't go to
Mikvah. We'll get to it in a moment. Let's get to work. We'll see. I'll get my cloud copy here. One problem with any limud in Torah Shabbat Peh is really is without time limits. If you want to devote yourself properly, be even, there is no way you can limit yourself and say, you know, Adkan, I finished it all. I've done the whole suit. And critically important is to know that the more you understand the sugya, the broader is its application. Halacha l'maaseh. It's the Talmud Chacham that has options. The Hamovitz has no options. All right. Maras domin kol mara odom beinim ikeyo harbe yomuk tmeim. Chen kol mara shochor is also tamei. Veintor ele mara lovoi. Didn't do that. Remind me for next week. I have in my office a book of colors to use to identify bacterial pigments, which are part of a classification scheme. So you'll see on red, what they call red, you have three or four pages of squares of colors of such different quality of color. Well, they give you ways to call it the name, but that you can understand that red comes in all colors. There, I would say we have over 40 things called red, each one different from the other, each one reproducible there. And I don't have it now, but once I was on a project with my Sherlock Natsal to try to publish a book of Maras. So I went to the American Can Company, got 3,000 color chips used for designing cans, different colors, right? And gave them 30 models. They should match it up with their colors. Couldn't do it. Paint on a can and blood on a cloth is so different in quality of color. I could say, well, it's the same spectrum or something. And since our Kabbalists are all how the eye sees it on cloth, it was then not possible. I think now it's possible. I think our ability to photograph in color has become far more accurate and so on. I think it should be doable and should be done. We also show something that's in the near future to try to do it again, give it another try.
How do you know that's not about relative personal perception? That it's not about relative and personal perception. How can it be standardized?
The Pope who gave the Torah to us poor mortals, right, as stupid as we are, as incompetent as we are, that's the Torah. God couldn't find any other recipient. Right?
That's exactly the point, that there's a human role in doing all of
He says, if you could match it up and say, with your eyes, and yeah, that's the color that the Moshe said was okay, so it's okay.
That's
the best we got. We have nothing better.
Like everybody engraving diamonds is the same thing. When a person grades diamonds, they grade it against every diamond they've ever seen. So it's, you know, every person has a little bit different perception of all
the. I thought that's relatively objective. I thought absolutely.
Right. I mean, they have a standard like of you know the what the grade.
Yeah, but I'm sure there must be. But it is more. It is a more reproducible quality than aesthetics. We're not talking about looks nice to me. That there could be maybe in a diamond, but in here we're talking about color. So look what he says. The chain kol mal shocho. That's clear. Black. Good place that's good. Before we get to Gimel, let's try with ours. Okay. The ain. Whether it is lighter in color, deeper in color, the chain called Mara Shochel, bein tall ella Mara Lovon. The chain Mara Yorog. Now, Yorog, you should know, is a pain in the neck. Whenever it occurs in Shas, it always causes sorrows. Abi Zamoil, don't you dare do mila on a baby who is yorog. That's the last time you saw a green baby. Okay. You saw a green baby. I saw a green baby. Unfortunately, there are green babies. But no one's gonna offer him a baby for mila. That's a biliary atresia. When born, mama's got a functional liver. Needs a liver transplant, and all the bilirubin is backed up in the blood. But deep green. But what do you see? Yellow, right? Jaundice. That the yellow of that is yorok that the mother is talking about. Well, wasn't talking about green or rare occurrence. Talking about yorok, which is a common occurrence, right? Almost every baby is yellow during the first 10 days of its life. Afilu mara hashava or hazohov. The kosher came, hayorok kikarser kasover. Right. So your yorok, you see, in halacha means green, yellow in all its intensities, and also blue. Right? V'chein mara shekorem blow, v'chlal yoroku. Why he ever said that, I don't know, but maybe the rumor has it that the Queen of England used the London Moel to circumcise her sons, right? And I guess they had blue blood, so maybe that's what they meant. Okay? We afilu yeshbo smichus dam mu'ov harbe, even if it has the consistency of blood. It's not a liquidy secretion. Okay? V'apilu hirgisho she'niftak mekora, she sent something, u'vodka miyad emotza mara halolu. So we know that's why she had that sensation. So this is what came out of her. She's tahora. Okay? V'chei niko, t'lo ki yesh machmirim l'tama en yesh bo smichus u'ov. V'megisho she'niftak mekora, u'vodka miyad emotza klum. Right? I and I all sin and not. That we're machmir there. If you know what niftah b'kora means, and she knows what niftah b'kora means, then just fine. We're afraid that maybe nevda. Okay, let's get a little bit of yidia of the mother of Torah. Okay, the uterine lining contains capillaries. It also contains much glandular material. So there are secretions from the uterine lining which are not blood, which are glandular secretions, like mucus, saliva, kind of secretions. Okay? Many body secretions, when they oxidize and they hang around in the air, they darken. Okay? Those are the two biological facts that you have to have in your head to try to understand this a little bit better. So there are things coming out of the uterine wall which are not dumb, right? Those who hold that the smichus av, the thickness, there's such a Kabbalah that there's no explanation. Why is it red then? If it's blood, why is it red? That they have some kind of information that the redness can disappear. We'll see later. There he brings down a shita. If she took a bath, we're afraid maybe she washed out the redness from the secretion, something which you can't understand what the concept that was, but that's what it was. This is the best idea they had at the time, and they recorded. Halacha l'maisa, we're not troubled by it. If the color is not there, there is no shayla nidus. Neither goes with color. And the color that asas is the color of red. The color of yellow or kizol. That's no easy statement, and I'll show you we don't pass it that way. Fortunately, I have this. If you look at the band of my watch, and the band of your watch, can you see the difference in the gold color between my watch and your watch? Critical color. Yours is yellow gold, mine is pink gold. Can you see that? Wrong watch. First, open this. Anyone have something gold on a gold stone? Okay, but you're able to see it clearly because you know what other gold looks like. This is pink gold. There's a yellow gold. Some have a gold ring, usually they complain yellow gold. Anyway, this pink gold is yellow gold. And zohod, that's what push is. Therefore, you should see we're machmer on zohod, because zohod has a pinkness to it. I don't know why people cannot see that. This is not yellow. This is pink yellow. Right? This is that dog. Sadek Kedushin often, so I get a chance to see rings. There are rings that are white gold, there are rings that are yellow gold, there are rings that are pink gold. They're clearly discernible, one from the other. Okay?
Is it just that it's diluted with something else? Is it diluted with something else, or?
Yeah, well, it's only 14K, and this is not gold at all. This is sort of gold plate, it's not a gold bank. It's only 14 karat gold. Gold is 24 carats. But there are 10 carats in there, right? And carats are yellow, so it makes it a yellow gold. Yeah, okay. It depends what other chazarite you put in addition to the 14 carats. It's alloyed with something else, and they can modify it so that to a point where they can swap the gold and make it white gold. White gold isn't white. It's white gold because of all the stuff in that swamps the gold color. Okay? Look at the shach. Min haTorah ein haTemeya lehei mini maras. וחכמים החמירו של ליטוס בין דם לדם, ואוסרו כל מראה הנוטל אדמימוס, והכשירו כל מראה שאין לספקו באדמימוס כלל. Mareh Lovon, and this is the bane of a Rov's existence, one of Rov's passages, and Mareh is those, that instrument of torture called the Kala Klass. Right? They're made to torture Rabbonim. Because the Kala Klass teaches every Chumra, Kala Klass make their reputation by how many Chumras they can teach to their girls. The more Chumras you teach, right, the better a color class it is. And the one chumah they all teach is, if there's any kind of color, you must ask a over shayla. Now, there are women who have, almost most women have, a condition called leukorrhea, where there are secretions, normal secretions come up. And these secretions darken in sort of the heavy air, and they all darken into a light yellow color. And they don't differ, right? A woman, by the time she began menstruating, until she'll become a skater, that's what she'll see when she's not a leader. And these poor women come schlepping in every month with a whole bunch of mothers. Are these okay? But here's the problem here is that he talks about lovon, which I don't know what lovon is now. Lovon on a white cloth should not be visible as a color. Right? They mean something off white. That's what lovon means, an off-white color, right, cream color. And those are also normal secretions. Lovon, so that's what the Shach explains. Afilu ena lovon lagamri, ela kemara beged lovon shenopel olav obok, shehukol lovoniso, is also tahola. Right? An off-white is also tahola. Gelo kitchumas adeshin shemagam gamazeh. בכל מי ששמעתי וראיסי נוגו להטה להדיה בלי שום גמגום כלל. In other words, he's now reporting from his colleagues, רבונם הלוכה למייסה, we don't ask for such a thing. ירוק, פוסל הבח, היינו כשנשא ירוק מתחילוסו ועד סופו, אבל כשנשתנה, לאחר שנשיאב יש הקסם ונעשה אדם לקסוסוב תמיה כשנקרא מהגוף הוא לוקו ונעשה ירוק וכשנשיאב יש חושב למהר הוקסה שהיה אדם התחיל. Here you see also where the eye sees and the mind tries to interpret, but they didn't have all the information to interpret accurately. But the Bach is on target. What does the Bach say? It came out, and now I see that it reddened in the passage of time. Therefore, I assume it was red, it changed to green, and now in the passage of time reverted back to its original state. Where he got that redness, I don't know. Let me tell you what it is, and that's a common occurrence. Okay? A woman shows up with a yellow mara, and along the edges, it is pink or red. Okay, no fellows, some of you people took chemistry, I don't take a course in chemistry here. What is it?
What, pink along the edge?
Yeah, why would it happen? That you yellow and on the edge, it turned red.
Oxidizes quicker.
Huh?
It oxidizes quicker on the edge.
On the edge, the whole thing oxidizes.
There's less there,
I guess. You do better than that. That's a chromatographic separation. You ever saw chromatography? I pour in a mixture of all kinds of different colors, right? Down a column made of cellulose, which is the cloth, right? And if she had a lot of liquor, enough liquid, there would be enough secretion, as many women have. Right, then it'll get caught onto the cloth and will start moving up the cloth, like when you pour out some gravy or wine on the tablecloth when your mother isn't looking, right? And watch. You'll see that it separates into different colors.
Okay? And therefore what happened here is it was little blood mixed up with other secretions when it moved along the cloth at the edge. Finally, that's the chromatographic separation of the pigments. Right? Then the red appears. We tried it. I mean, there was blood there. Or do you say that ain't the way the title was given? It wasn't given for chromatographic separations, but it was given of the beaker to be examined, and what happened later wasn't common. That's
so the Bach is machmir, and if you ask the question, was there blood in that secretion? 100%. It's not that it turned red in the air, it's because the separation allowed for the blood to show itself. What he says, therefore, when you get a yellow stain, and it's a fresh stain, she just made the bidika, especially when she does it the night of going to the mikveh, and the poor woman is perturbed and waiting for an answer, you say, I'm sorry, I can't answer you. I have to wait until it dries and see where it goes, right? That's the Bach Pshat. That's the Bach Pshat. Right. What does the Shach say? The Ein Nogin Kain. Why? Darzuki Yirieyus Olomar Zekina. Flamina Gabel Trefes, etc., etc. We don't look for trouble. You got a Shaila. A woman shows you a Mare. The Mare looks okay. It's okay. Maybe in this Mare there's also something that's not okay. Maybe. Maybes are not sufficient to alter the halacha. But the truth is that you usually get these maras when they're dry already, and the woman noticed, the woman brings in the shayla because she knows that there's a redness, a pigness around the edges. And then, even the shark will have to be moved there. Then you have to ask her. Why? He says, Absuki Yisur Loma as a kingdom. I don't have to presume maybe there's an Isu. But if there is, even though you know that going backwards, had I seen it fresh, there would not have been any Shaila. But the fact is, when you see it, Elo Vadayan, Elamash, Eina Vos. Okay. So take a look at the Chokhmah Sodom. He is the big moko for how we pass some shilas today. By the way, for those who have a lecture time, it's nice to read through the Chokhmah Sodom before or after. It's really a nice Regis review book. It's really a nice good summary. And most importantly, pretty much the halacha lemaisa is man hazeh, how we pass it. Mine Ashkenaz. See the Shir, they have their own Shulchan Aruch, they pass it their way. That's why we come up. All the Tzidim down the hill come up the hill to ask their Shailas and they don't ask their Rabbot. Look at the Chachmas Sodom, Chal Kuf Yud Aleph. Min HaTorah Ein Tamei Ela hei mini domen shekiblu chazal kulam adumim. You have no non-red that's also. Ela shkalecha yeshul sefer acher v'achshev ein chocham yisol sheyatn zeh lochein kol mara odom. But it has to be within the red family. If it's not in the red family, we pass it. Not in the red family, we have no problem passing. Next Chinese, what's in the red family? I'll show you the problem in a minute. Okay? Ba'af agav de medina ena shofar kecheres, all shofar is also fine. Even though Moses says in black, there are different intensity of black. If you people have a black suit and black trousers, and you have another black suit with black trousers, try to mix the jacket and the pants. And you'll see that you see a distinction between the pants and the jacket because they're different blacks. So blacks also vary, and in blacks they had kabbalists, which we don't have. We're not mocking in shochel or shochel either. even though not all Shochor was also like all other was also. Right? And then he said, Umare, and this is where the big machlokes comes in. Halacha lemaisa bizman hazeh. Umare hanote litzeva broin, shehu kein kripas harmonim. It's like the shell of a chestnut. Shekorin kashtanis. Chestnut, so that. And the kuf and the chif on the chalfin. Ukemashke kabe kahol. I want to know, I see the Achaimim, some say with milk in it. That's called imcholo. Yeah. The koshe mekesem, shezeh, the koshe mekesem, certainly it wasn't a mare, but it was found on her clothes. It wasn't from a bidika. But from a kesem, it's only the rabbonon, right? Shezeh ain't a notel ad mimus. That doesn't have any reference to it. Last night, we had chestnuts served at home. So I brought you some shells to see. I'll pass it around. You tell me, this is really the paint in the next color. Is there any admimus in that? And I looked,
was the same color ever grows?
Instead of Shabbos, I went out to buy some chestnuts just for this year, and didn't see much difference. I couldn't see that there are different kinds of chestnuts.
Maybe where it grows?
That's the color of chestnut.
Does it depend where it grows? Maybe depending on the climate where it grows in.
No. I'm afraid somebody else. This is called pure ground. Okay. And that's how we question our Lachlan Maisa today. Ground is a common matter in a Bidika. At the end of the menstrual cycle, the end of the bleeding cycle of the menstrual cycle, a woman sees the brownish. It first starts all very bright red, and then as the blood gets mixed up with the dying cells, etc., it gets a brown color. And the women who have tzaddas getting to the mikveh really have trouble with red. They'll have trouble in the brown category. That's good. Okay. We have some married folks here. You should be aware of that. If you like, I should show you matters because you know what, you wouldn't know what to do with it. But it says it's halacha is that a husband can paskin the maris his wife. Doesn't have to go to all. The only one requirement is you should know what he's saying. That's a bit of a problem. I must tell you that in my eyes, I could see some admimus in here too, in the chest. Right? But that becomes a standard, a color standard to go by. That ground's acceptable. Okay. Not everybody passes like the Chokhmah Sotah. We pass like the Chokhmah Sotah.
This is not.
Yeah?
This is fine.
Okay. The brown of coffee, also. After lunch, you're going to have a cup of coffee. Spill some out on you have a white handkerchief. Place to put a drop on a white handkerchief and see that color brown. That's a brown. That brown I like better than this brown. That's a cleaner brown to me than this one here. There's a pinkness to it. In the brown, there's a brightness to it which would verge on the reds. If you're familiar, I'll show you the book. How the book classifies reds, you see there are reds in that category.
Anything lighter than it would be a
sorry?
Anything lighter than the chestnut in terms of browns would be considered red?
Usually the lighter more kosher.
The lighter the brown?
Yeah. The lighter they are, the more they turn towards yellow.
also the dark would be more.
The problem is that brown hangs between red and black. In other words, brown has a blackness to it, and has also an inherent redness to it.
That doesn't have blackness
to it.
Maybe brown.
Yeah, it's brown. But brown, a brown, like darker brown, darker paint brown, the silver starts approaching right to the black, so that just what follows in between.
But what's the problem with the which?
Huh?
Which side of brown is problematic? The darker side or the light?
As you get darker, then you're running into trouble.
So which one is darker? The coffee bean or the chestnut?
The chestnut is
darker.
Not coffee bean.
Also,
a variable nowadays. How many mini coffee you have, and what a Starbucks sell, or whatever it is.
Anything
lighter than the coffee. It's about Tasha's buy it, otherwise, they have all kinds of colors in their coffee. Yeah.
Would anything lighter than the coffee be acceptable? Huh? Any brown lighter than the coffee would be acceptable?
Right. The lighter it would be acceptable.
That's the margin of the coffee.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Why do we hold it to Chochmas Sanah?
Why? Why?
If we know that the brown is, that there is some red in it, meaning that there's some blood in it, it's mixed with cellular debris, and that's what is there. I don't know if we've said if it's residual or if it's still flowing, but then why do we pass them like the Chochmas Sanah with regards to this type of brown?
Why I'm not really mean?
Yeah.
Because, again, dictionary definition of nidus is blood that comes from the moko, right? B'shas ha'gosha. That's dictionary definition of nidus. Okay. So I need to be blood. This is not blood. The Gemara had a cow, had a pedagogic expression, really, that there are different mayonos inside. Right, there are different sources of the bleeding. We know that it's most likely all from the same source, but modified. I'd love to control who Tarok HaMoshim, you see, like, that when a woman is seeing this color, she's going to need it. When that color changes to the brown, she's going to need it. Not so possible. Okay? So look at
the...
The first time we'll leave out just because we're running out of time already. I marked the two little chubas here, the hay and the bone. Look at the bone which we're on now. Got it? Maragel Kishabo Kazor. Maragel Kishabo Kazor. Shachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach
time I bechal kuf yud zayin siman tes. I didn't photocopy that for you. That he might accept it for a hefsek tara. Okay.
Focus. Again, I told you the halacha deals with chazokos. Okay? When a woman is seeing dam, she will never stop seeing dam. That's the chazaka she has. When she's not seeing dam, she will never see dam. That's the chazaka she has. That's that strange chazaka asuri rishtanos. Right? So right now, a woman is an eagle, she's seeing dam. And then she sees a maren, gel kishavo, which is beeswax. Okay? The color of beeswax. You people have any idea the color of beeswax? I just... Mr. Shem, I will bring into you. We have a honeycomb home that we got from Rosh Hashanah. Haven't finished it yet. You'll see what Shavuot is It's not yellow, brownish yellow, dull yellow, etc. But those are they had no color charts. Their color charts was nature. Okay? So he says, if she stops seeing red and sees Shavo, I have a little bit of a problem. What's the problem? Is it or is it not blood? Is there blood mixed up in there? Are we bekeen to say that this is not red? Right? So what do? Go Bosa Chazoke. She had a Cheskas tumor. She was seeing blood. Now she sees Vaday red blood. Now she sees yellow. A Sufik. She's coming in. Therefore, perhaps in Kala, I can't use a yellow color. Because yellow really is a doubtful color. So I go with Chazoke. She's a Cheskas tumor. As a Cheskas tumor, I got a Paskin of Chumrah. In the middle of Zion Kiyim, as you see, after she passed already a few days, and the Shreya held 3 days, in which she didn't see any Maris, everything was okay, she made the Hefsek Tava, 3 clean days, right? And now she gets a Mare Shava. Well, she has a Cheskas, not Tahara, but Cheskas Eina Roedam. She's already established that she's no longer Roedam. Therefore, the Shaila is this dam or not? I go with Chazok again, and no, it's not dam. So it's acceptable within even the Shiva Nikim, but it's not acceptable for Hefsek Tava. That's halacha lemaise. That's the kind of pshat that we live by. The Shulchan Aruch, and then comes how it's interpreted by the Gedolei Haror. Look inside. Hinei Moshona Mashma, Sherak Behefsek Tava Machmir. Here you have the working of a psak, right? The anatomy of a tshuva. Shaila is yellow acceptable or not? The chassidim don't accept yellow as an acceptable color. Which yellow? For anything. But that's why I try to show you this. But they do differentiate between pink gold and yellow gold. They indenture it as there's gel and there's zahav. I will show it to you in Ksomen. Zahav has a golden hue to it. It's a pinkish to the yellow. That's zahav. And gel is yellow, plain yellow, lemon yellow. Right? There's lemon yellow, esso yellow, right, that they speak about, and the zahav, the yellow gold. Okay. Just he says, "Avol edina mistabel fi yizayi the kivon dahashlo b'shei marshal hechmir begel kishava." The kosher can kazohov. That's why I tried to show you what I say that pink gold is more than yellow. It's closer to a shaila of is there any admimus in it. Like she's nursing, she's pregnant, right? So that we can add to that the cloud that she's musolekas midomim. Otherwise, he's machmir. At kibun shataz vashach lohi biyuzer. Okay, it's darkei horor. Someone said so. He said so, but we live on the Shachantaz. The Shachantaz don't mention it, right? Sheviu Nami, they also brought it, I mean, they did machmer on it. Kosar Shachonim, Shmitu Dvorov, Amad Lo Sfira Vahochi, Mikom Mokom, Kosar, Shebal Nefesh, Yachmer Li Atzmo. Ubeetzem, Lididan, Hoshayach Yosef Lahachmer. What does it mean by that? What it means to say is that the ability to discern that little bit of pinkness that I could see in the gold that you people can see comes from years of trying to differentiate between Zohov and Shavo. Therefore, Nochem is Savor in his Saiti, and that's how we pass That's it, I'm sorry. I paskin halacha l'maisa. Tereshkeh paskin halacha l'maisa. And most of his talmidim who studied in the yeshiva with him paskin this way. Nochei mesaber teyeni yizdaiti shehoyu lahachme bebedikos kol shlosha yomem harishonim e'esh shabotka v'hosa shepasko domeha v'yichol lahasa lino zayin ikiyim. So once she had a hefsik taro, she kisak hashiva nikiyim, then achakat ein lochosh lemaros gel kishavo kozov afilu bebedikos. Not only bekesem, in bebedikos, why? Very simple. Once she had 3 days, I told her we go with chazokis. She's huzuka 3 days that she's not roe dam. So she has a chazok of ain't roe dam. So now I have something came out. Is it dam or is it another secretion? So chazok ain't roe dam. Therefore we go with a chazok. V'chein ein lochus k'shita hora. Right? Likewise, when she is b'cheskas tahara, meaning after having gone to the mikveh, av shegiya yom vesto boshka motza mara gel k'shav o k'zov, right? Also, I won't be machmir because she has a cheskas tahara. Ki arei av she'orer b'zman obo, ha'orer shelo hu mara odom, lo mara gel. Av ke'eilos k'shav o k'zov, avo b'hefsek tahara, v'chein megimu yom arushonim, yesh lochus ומרגל כאלו, שם אמר הזו בו מצד תרובס משהו דם, שיש עדיין בתוך הגוף, ומה שחושן במרגל, יש לוחת גם לשם, יש שם אדם. אוקיי? That's as much as we can allow ourselves to be mafchim bein dam le dam. It said we're not in a bikiyim. In a bikiyim, if it's in the red pink category, that we have to just we don't question. That's vaday amaratame. But brown and yellow and gold colored, those are real common practical shilas. Every woman has a shayla of yellow and brown sometimes, and therefore it's important to, for those who don't want to paskin for themselves, to find someone, a posek for you, who is willing to paskin according to what's maybe viewed as a shita samekilim, but it's hard to call a shita samekilim when the shach and the taz both agree that you're not to be machmir. They don't record any chumra on yellow. Brown is not in the shach and taz. Brown is the chokhmah sofer's contribution. Okay, but whatever Igus Moshe said about yellow applies to brown as well. We don't accept brown hair to power. We don't accept brown except after the 30 days.
That means she can't make a hefty tara
on the shasta part, which I would make her after the second day. Because I'm focusing more on how you get the three times. So infertility problems, so where the woman is pushing to get as early a time to go as weak as possible, and it used to be maple sometimes after 2 days.
Then we can't do a half sick tara, a woman can't do a half sick tara until 3 days after she stops bleeding.
Usually she bleeds for 5 days, usually she picks up blood for 5 days. Most women pick up blood for 5 days.
And then,
most women with a 28 to 30 day cycle will pick up blood for 5 days. No, the bleeding phase of the cycle is usually 5 days. It coincides with the halacha that requires 5 days wait because of what the ship was at, which we talked about.
But then, what is she looking for after the haftarah? She's looking for yellow. She's looking for nothing.
Looking for lemon yellow is the best we can offer. I will accept. That's not yellow. Like yellow, I told you, otherwise the woman won't get the mikveh. Because in Korea, women who don't suffer from leukorrhea or have leukorrhea, because secretions which are off white, they turn all yellow, mucusy kind of secretions. And, so that we do.
Are there any other boys attending this year, do you know?
So the Mosar of Cook Ritva, the color of the brown of those Ritvas.
Which one?
The Mosar of Cook Ritvas, like an offish, khaki-ish color.
The Mosar of Cook, which is?
The new edition Ritvas.
The new edition?
Ritvas, they're khaki-ish. Yeah. They're khaki-ish color. Would that be okay for Asatara? Or
yes.
Because the one... The fall with the parish of Aryan Yapin.
Do you think
the color of the death?
Yeah. The color of the death. Customers like chestnut color.
But that's perhaps a tower that we can. That perhaps a tower that
we know. I'm going to. I might have to.
After 2 days.
I say, on 2 days, I would make hope to try some cup.
So anything lighter than the coffee you couldn't do a hefted tower for?
I'm sorry?
That's anything that's darker, according to the Chacham, something darker than the coffee bean. That you would need to wait for a hefted tahara?
I could certainly not.
Right. But even anything lighter?
I told you, the only thing we're making for... Right, that's the other thing. Yeah.
Now the question is, which one is the
question? Okay. This is Vandegas.
The others?
That matter is Vandegas, this part. Okay. This is not an uncommon mark. You can see this. Not an uncommon mark at the gate. That's what it is. That's peak. That's it. Not the last meters. The Kugel and Arthur are on that one. Why did you put this one? Because it's a shield of a photo. That's what.
Maybe he didn't do all that. What is that? He didn't do them all, maybe he got it. So, it's Michelle's brother. My daughter's brother.
What's considered for a Shakataka
Korban? Yeah, infertility management problems. Couples have the trouble having babies. Where part of the problem is that she's getting the mikveh too late. Like to catch an extra day.
In general, the post can use like a reference colors.
The what?
A post can allow to use a reference color. Like let's say they have
that's a problem. I mentioned to you.
Right, about the book. But you're not allowed to use, like, let's say you have.
Why we had it. Okay, yeah, sure. We'll have another minute. Because they're Italy, right? Or reference from a previous Shaila.
Right.
Yeah, of course. That's fine. That's the problem. We don't have good reference colors. You people remember from elementary chemistry, you measured pH indicators. We have a reference of match a month. The eye is a fairly accurate instrument to match colors. Yeah. But you have to be aware also of changes. All the years that Shiva Natan would save all the matters that you get during the week, I come on Thursday night to review the matters. Purpose was for my benefit, for Shimush, Marvis, and the lungs in the bathtub. the shale would get on the slaughterhouses, the shaylas that the boat came didn't want to decide on sirchus, complicated. They would bring, send it down, and the shale bathtub Thursday night was filled with lungs, with animal lungs. Yeah. And he waited for me to come down, and we went over the lungs. Yeah. At the end of his life, I would come down during the week, Tuesday night as well, just a quick trip. If he told me, he had a shayla mare, he stopped trusting himself on the difficult mares. So the failing eyes of this. And Shreel Zatzal was blind in one eye. People didn't know that. And they went from Shmai, but he had a lazy eye and it lost the sight of it in those days. And my Shreel had a difficulty wearing glasses. He found it very annoying. But when you see pictures of my Shreel writing, he had his head very close to the safer, because that's how we saw him. And he began to doubt whether his color discernment was adequate. Well, he could say Maris for someone to check up on him, to second opinion, and make sure he's seeing it right. So Kilmo would never, of course, he didn't lose any discernment. He just said his own shushes, his own status. Actually, I wouldn't pass him a shiner when he had fever. He had a cold, he had a rise in temperature, he wouldn't pass any shaykhs. Yeah. So he'd write a tshuva and wait until I or David would come down and reread the tshuva, and then he would send it out. Yeah. Because he said, who knows, I have a little fever, maybe the mind isn't working so well. He compared it to shikur. It's like a shikur also lodun, also nusuk. Maybe he had a fever and a little headache. Should be in the same category. But that's
when you realize that you're talking like the Rav Zatzal used to say. Remember, when you pass on a shayla, you can be over on being a novi sheker. Because what does someone who passed on a shayla say?
This is what God told me to tell you. You ask me a shayla, what are you asking me? What does God say? And I answer you, God says this. You mean you're talking in the name of God? You mean another sheikh if you say the wrong thing? Likewise, he said, I'm a Muhammad. I saw the sand and he said, could be another sheikh. Every Novi say after Moshe Rabbeinu, Zichr Tovas Moshe Avi, that's all he said. I only repeat what Moshe said. And if you repeat it wrong, you are reporting false in the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's another sheikh. So, none of this Joshua would say, a Muhammad is the lowest level Novi. The Maglayas and the Ruhr, on the bottom wrong, but he's a Novi. He's a low level Novi. Okay, let's see if we can finish off this sinner. Now comes this strange halacha. I'll just go quickly down. Base. Neman is Yishaloma Kazari Isi Rivadative. Vimu Mabalobon Oyorog To. This is the full force of the halacha of the Sofer Lo Le'atzma. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave her full authority. So therefore, do you trust her when she says, this color, oh, I know this color. I showed this color to it. Not this bedika, but I showed that similar color to Chacham. No, that much. It's to trust her memory, her color discernment, memory of color discernment, that she can really remember, yeah, this exact color I once showed and it's okay. Now, if she said I showed this to Chacham and said okay, it's okay. We take her word for it, even though it's something by us, whether it is or not.
But if she showed it to someone whom we have whose authority we recognize, then we'll accept her statement. But not when she says, "Kuh," that I'm comparing it because of the possible error of comparing color. Now goes what I gave you. What I said was, in my opinion, in modern times, the most courageous tshuva, even though I don't think it was accurate, but the most courageous tshuva that I've come across. And what it did was raise my own, not even my approval, my own esteem for Rosh Hashanah Zechar Nevracha. Whether you like his psak, or you agree with psak or not, you were dealing with a posik, dealing with a fellow who did his homework and could call the psak as he sees it. And Yorker Adina Sahar, the consequence of that. That, of course, is the greatest recommendation you can give for a posek. He's a posek without an agenda. And that's the key in Pesach. Can you figure out what the case is? Hechnisa shoferes hosiyah bodam tohova. She put in a tomb. And blood came out through the tube.
Shlomo Zalman says that it doesn't touch, the point is that it doesn't touch Biv Sara.
If a solid piece of tissue came out, and in the chaticha, in the crevices of chaticha, there's dam, but not on the outside of the chaticha, so that no dam touched bipsora. That's it, right? Afil him vukas madam bebekoyim beinyan shenageh bebisora tohora kiven shein derech liros kein. And if the blood is not on the outside, the blood is in crevices, right? And even though, because in the crevices is also so-called no gea bifsora, that's adam. Look at the shach. That's all the Bechain. What's the first line? What does that mean? That's clean. There, when it comes ready with the bosser, we'll soon see that. Piece of bosa, how big a piece of bosa, whether it's called Niftat Makolo, whether Yeshua looks at Tatela below down, whole big soup is coming because of that. But the first halacha, it doesn't seem to argue on. Now, just visualize it. You see that the diagram that I gave you in the beginning of the Zman, imagine putting a tube, a catheter, up into the surface. Now, the surface will open it. Very, very small. It's less than a sheer edzba. It's ever opening generally somewhere around point. Okay, over here. Yeah. Generally 0.5 inches. Okay?
Yeah, probably
less than that. Or millimeters. Sheer edzba is. Alok is 17.5 millimeters. Okay. We'll be discussing Sikhtakeva when doctors do examinations on patients. If they insert something wider than 17.5 millimeter diameter and have to stretch, that's called Sikhtakeva, then she becomes a needle automatically. What I'd rather talk about.
But, okay. So, you didn't know blood from that?
You know blood. Examination, set of suit, modern damage, or possibly touch me in there with a thumb shot, whatever. Those are the kind of shadows that come. So you put a tube in here, and imagine a nice tube.
right? A tube with an inflatable balloon. So I make an ice type seal, which is available. So any blood that comes out must come out through the tube out here. That's done and not done either. That's what the Shonazaman base fancy tuba. He had another concept which is available, and that is some women, not so common nowadays, in France, that was the standard method of contraception. They put on a cervical cap, a rubber cap, stretch it, and slip it onto the cervix, so that the whole cervix has a yarmulke on it. Then it has to be removed each month throughout the menstruation. Right? But during the time that she's in the tail of the bio, right? No menstruation. America never made it there. In America, we instead used the same cervical cap, but instead of it being fit on the cervix, it was slipped into the cervix. So that it, on an angle, so that it blacks. They have a rim of spring metal. It's compressed, slipped in. It takes a bit of steel for the woman. A certain time, it's messy, the women don't like it, etc., etc. That's why the pill took off such a popular support, whether it's aesthetically more pleasing, etc. But the Shemazama knew of the cervical cap, which was used as a soil, and the German doctors, etc., there, and he had to figure it out, very simple. Take the cervical cap and attach a tooth. I can guarantee that no blood will be, no gas if so. What does he have? And so he came up with this brilliant tube. That really got him into terrible trouble with the establishment. Something we discussed before, and I gave you the sugar from Linkus on that. Sigam Bishasat Chagodo, Yevshava Hoki Labra Humil Ravzeva, English translation. We don't mess with the 7 days, right? We come up on the Vilayim Takona Heres, La Osan Noshim Hashem Nafshan Bishelosan, Lahagdin Filosan. What is he talking about? Infertility cases. Nafshan Bishelosan. The pleading of the brain shalom for a child. Move she trugo she ishe yomo yamayim lepnei abesed. Shofere shal gumil dak api hamoko, that's the cervical cap. Yisogol muhudu keitev api hamoko. Al pi hamoko, right? The cap that fits over the cervix. Bofen shafiru tipas dam on bechagal o tzuch alotzi bichutz shoferes. Vakotza asheni shal shoferes yifusu obimcho achutz lgufo mamish. באופן שכל אדם היוצא מישהו ליגה כלל בסולו שבפנים, בביס הפיצון, אני יוצא כולו מהמוקו החוץ לגופו, אך ורק דרך השופרת. ולאחר שתר ושתהיה לבור שכבר פוסקו לירוס דם, תינוגב היטב וזהיר עוזרה בסוף השופרת, she will squirt water into the tube, right, to wash out any blood that's in there, so that when she removes to make sure that no dam will possibly in the cap and in the tube, right? What you do is you put in a cannula with water and you do a douche, and she douches out through the tube, make sure there is no dam, right?
It's not dangerous to begin with.
So that I should target to the bowl of the Einkene, the Vata Kaktosa Ashutelis, the Tosi and the Gufa Bowl, so you shouldn't say or something. שם יוסף טיפה זם השאות המגוף, וכשהיה בו די ניומן התחיל עצמי יוסף, פשוט בטהר או כניגל דרעייסה, That way she can avoid the basically, what is she avoiding? She has to wait until she feels, she knows that she's abstaining. What she'll be avoiding is the dribbling. And most of these women who have trouble getting to the mikvah on time is because of the nature of their menstruation. Let me explain that to you all the time we have. As the hormone level drops from day 14 to day 28, the capillaries that built up in the uterine wall preparatory to receiving a fertilized egg, they begin to break. But they break at different times. That's why menstruation begins a little blood. And usually by most women, the real flow starts on the second or third day. Because that's when the hormone level dropped a lot and a lot of capillaries are breaking. But then there are the stronger capillaries. And they wait until the third day and the fourth day and the fifth day and sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth sometimes. So what she will be avoiding by this method is not having to wait 7 days after the dribbling stops. Will she gain anything by it? I would like to see some statistics of women who did this and really gained extra days from it. I'm not convinced that you gain extra days from it. And I'm not introducing this as a whole world of a method to be matir in B'shas HaKrak. I don't think he's going to gain any days by this. But since she has to wait until there is no dam b'psor, by the time she waits to make sure that there is no blood coming out after she removes the tube, I suspect the same number of days will pass. But that's a separate thing.
Did that we said that? Didn't say the chasher yavu zayin on mitchilas riyasa?
Yeah.
Mitchilas riyasa.
Which one?
From the first day that she sees any bleeding coming out of this tube.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. She can gain.
She can gain five days.
Not really. But at right? By a normal woman is 12 days, right? 5 and 7. By this woman, right? It'll be because she doesn't stop it normally. At twelve days, she goes further. How much she'll gain by it?
What is Chilas Risa? Isn't that the beginning of five?
That's beginning when she sees down right away.
So that's what he's saying. Seven. Kasher Yavu Zayin Yom Chilas Tafsi Batara Kliyon Deraisa Vitit Bo
Misanah.
Right away.
She supposed to stop bleeding.
No, but you say.
Yes, she's supposed to stop bleeding. That's the point. And these women dribble anyway, but the. In other words, the problem with these women is that they see for not for 7 days, not for 5 days, they see for 8 days and 9 days and 10 days. That's why that nafshu b'shelosa. That's why they can't get to the mikveh in time to have a baby. And say, I'm just mentioning Agabucha, what statistically, how much he'll gain by this method, but theoretically by some women he'll gain. Right. Okay, some women will gain by this method. So what did he do here? He went ahead and required tefillah for nida d'oraisa, and gave up the chumra or rabzera. She doesn't need shiva nikiyim. But he said, I didn't start up with the chumra or rabzera because she was never ro'adam. As he said, ro'adam, she had to be ro'adam kechadol. She wasn't ro'adam at all. If you give just one more minute, jump to the next, then do the rest of your own. Jump to the next one. I got line Yud Zayin. I just gave you a few lines of it. What does it say there? Not for women who have trouble having babies, but you find yourself in a place where there's no mikveh. So
instead of a mikveh, you should carry with you one of these portable tubes with a cervical cap. Right? Therefore, he can be made more than what he was making before. Needn't be done. Kiva shall also Yosem Meshiv Yom and Virak Nida. Below Zobov, she tip for Lachazai Yom and he takes the body to the city of the Reise. Kushrani de Royal Achmer was there. Some unavailability of the mikveh. And if a woman can learn to put on the cervical cap herself, it's possible, the cervical cap with the tube out, right? In that way, we're going to be matarah without going to mikveh. Okay. If you have time, pick up this Mincha Shlomo and go through. It's a very, very long tshuva, and he defends himself against all attackers, etc. Okay. That's as much as I want to do on this. We'll stop here.
I'm supposed to be working with the MTA kids.